Well, it was an explosive night off the boat. The guests now need new gumballs on board, and it's Joao versus everybody. But guys, that's not the most important part. We got Colin and Jamie in the studio tonight. Woohoo! It's Below Deck Mez. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Really have the same effect as like
right.
Something else with the lights gonna help.
Yeah, thanks to Joao, there was a lot of broken glass tonight.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh, that's crazy. And I think we should also like subtitle this episode the psychotic episode.
Yeah.
Because literally that was the buzzword. If we were having a drinking game during this episode, it was Michelin star and psychotic. Take a drink whenever those two things are said.
Oh yeah. Needless to say, we're all hammered right now.
Exactly. What's up, guys? We are here talking about Below Deck Med season 3, episode 7. What? How did we get there? So excited, walking on broken glass. I'm Laura Thomas, and I got a couple of co-hosts with me tonight.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kaylee Stump.
Hey, I'm Heather Geisler.
And on the couch, we got two of our deckies. Woo! Yay! Jamie and Colin coming in town to visit us.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for being here,
you
guys.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Thank you.
Looking all dapper.
Thank you.
To see you guys dressed up.
I wore my pajamas. I hope you don't mind.
I can tell. You just like you want to play it down a little bit.
I look like crap. I'm sorry.
No. Impossible for both of you, I believe.
I think me blush.
Jamie, just a glamour queen over there.
Yes.
So good.
Thank you.
If you guys are checking in on the podcast version, you need to definitely check out the YouTube version because it's
YouTube.
Not to be missed. So guys, we're so glad to have you guys here. It's been an amazing season so far.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
And happy to be here.
How has it been for you guys watching this experience back? And is it surreal? Is it...
You know, I'll be honest, it was... it's all new to me at points, you know, as new as you guys watching it, because, you know, Jamie and I being on deck, or more me on deck, sorry.
Right.
The boat is so big, I never realized half the stuff that happened on the boat. For example, the first episode, the whole nuts thing, I had no idea that happened until it aired.
Really? Oh my
gosh. No idea. So it's like watching, like, I don't know, like a fancy home video, but you don't know half the things that happen. So,
it's crazy.
So I'm excited as much as you guys are watching the episode every Tuesday. So
yeah, do you guys have viewing parties?
Oh.
No. I believe Casey did.
Oh, nice.
Casey does. I just have, like, my family and stuff like that. Yeah. Nothing too crazy, but... it's been a lot of fun so far.
So that's so fun. And Casey's local to New York as well, right?
Yeah, Casey... So I'm Suffolk County. I'm, like, middle South Shore. Casey is Nassau County, like 30 minutes away, which is closer to the city. So she's more west than I am.
Okay. Yeah. So have you guys run into each other since the start of the
show? Yeah, actually, we had dinner.
Yeah, we did. I went to go see her, and I stayed with her parents.
Yeah, Casey, Jamie, and I had dinner at her parents' house, and they came to my town for a couple hours. And, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
That's the first time after we saw them. One big happy family right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love
it. No, we all get along so far.
For now.
So far.
Right. I think I said very early on in this season that you guys are my favorite complete cast so far.
Oh, well, thank you.
You guys are great additions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think everyone's had, like, has their little quirks, you know, and I think that it really works, you know.
Totally.
So, hopefully it keeps going, so.
Even the ones that don't work are just entertaining to watch for us. Maybe not even entertaining for y'all.
We all have attributes that contribute to the show as individuals, which it really works.
It's boring if everyone's the same, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nice to be different.
It's part of the reason why we tune in every week.
Absolutely. Very well-rounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys have any reservations about being on Below Deck Med before it began?
No. I was excited as hell.
I was petrified, honestly.
Were you really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've watched previous seasons before, and I know how the newbie always gets ripped apart. And I was that guy. I didn't know what the hell I was getting into, you know? So, me working on the ferries, you know, besides knowing what port and starboard are, I had no idea what I was doing, you know? But I was so thankful that, you know, Jamie, the rest of the deck crew, and the interior, you know, even Adam, you know, they all were teaching me things every day. They took time out of their day to teach me something. And And, you know, I'm thankful for that.
Well, you pulled it off well. I never would have known that.
So far. Well, thank you. Yeah. Hopefully. I learned quick.
Well, you seem to be. Jamie, were you a fan of the show before it started?
I had absolutely no idea about the show. So on my previous boat, you know, I got this email or, like, message, and I'll ask my captain, and I'm like, have you ever heard of this?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, it's like a huge thing. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. And I looked more into it, and I binged watch all of it, and then I was in.
I love
From the first episode, I was in. I'm like, yes.
Amazing.
Just like we are. Like, in from the very beginning.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever need, like, a host to go on the show and, you know, maybe give a play-by-play of the
You would just walk. You would just walk around.
I'm going to volunteer
the
myself.
AfterBuzz crew yacht episode.
Right?
So each of us will be, like, one will just be, like, in the kitchen. One will be, like, on deck.
Yeah.
And then one will be interior.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine being in that kitchen with Adam?
I know.
Like, during a heated moment, be like, what are you feeling right now, Adam?
With Adam.
Yeah.
No, he probably loses his
mind. That's too
intense. What about fan reaction as the season has gone on? Have you gotten any weird reactions from fans? Have they said weird stuff to you guys, or has it been mostly positive?
You can go first.
It's been mostly positive for me, being, like, inside and outside. So I'm getting a lot of positive feedback from women, especially.
Yeah.
You know, one woman said she suffered from depression, and, like, just watching me go through it. And I sat there with my phone, and I was in tears. I'm like, Mom.
Aww.
Like, I would never have guessed that I could influence someone else's life by just doing what I did.
Right.
So it's been mostly positive. There's been some, like, weird things in the DMs, but...
oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Always.
There's got to be, like, a feature to turn the DM off, right?
Yeah, right.
Because at that point,
no
I would
messages.
Just be like, no, just don't contact me. Like, because if you're not willing to put it out there for the world to see, you probably don't need to put it out there at all.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, compared to... For what Jamie's saying, on top of that... I say this to everybody, she was by far the MVP of the entire charter season.
Nice.
And not because of...
I love your face.
All right.
Love it.
No, seriously, I mean, you know, people may complain, you know, about Jamie, you know, how she might have complained that she wasn't on deck as much, you know, which I totally understand because that's what she signed up for, you know.
Sure.
But the fact that she's basically doing two jobs for one person, no one else on the boat was, well, for me anyway, I couldn't bitch about doing hard work because I would just look at her. She's doing everything inside and outside. I'm like, well, you know, having
to put a smile on, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and the fact that she wasn't, you know, bitching at all about it, you know. So if I saw her working her ass off, you know, I couldn't complain about it a thing, really. So.
That's really, super admirable. But it's a really good point because I think we brought it up in one of our first shows that if I had been hired on to do a specific task and then all of a sudden what I was asked to do was completely, like, tossed to the side and now I'm just filling something else, you know, I would feel a sense of frustration.
I'm not going to lie to you. In the moment, I was frustrated. I was, you know, so angry towards Casey. But that was a personal thing for me. It's not me taking it out on Casey at all. But just, you know, after seeing the feedback, I know I did complain, but the fact that I'm affecting so many other women out there, it's just, it warms my heart.
No, that's so wonderful. Yeah. That's so great.
That. Yeah.
And you guys are both deckhands, so you... Yeah. Kind of see everything that when it comes to Joao going against Conrad's authority and everything, standing up to him, do you think Joao kind of has it's like okay for him to go against Conrad, or do you think he was always kind of in the wrong?
It's not a right or wrong situation. I mean, there is a hierarchy. I don't want to speak for them. But it's frustrating because I'm a greenie as well. So, you know, I'm going to look at a hierarchy. I'm going to listen to my boss, which is Conrad, and then just witnessing firsthand, like, what's going on here, and I don't accept it. Like, personally, I don't find that that's something you should do in a workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think we found a good balance. I mean, it was a little awkward at first, you know, having two people just kind of just bicker at each other the whole time. I think Jamie
we
and
were
I,
there for each other. We were just like yeah. go to each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, yeah, and I think also we found the balance to like when to ask Conrad certain things or when to ask Joao certain things. You know what I mean? Because you know we don't all work at the same time, or you know Conrad may be like on the on the bow, and we may all be in on the stern. So you know just trying to find that balance, not to cross any toes or anything like that, and hopefully you know just get the job done.
Yeah. Who surprised you guys the most on the boat throughout the season?
That would be Colin for me, personally. He came on green, like, I knew how to do certain things, and he didn't. And towards where we are now in the season, he is just, oh, wow, he's Killing outrunning it. Me. No, he's outrunning me by a mile. So I was pleasantly surprised by, you know, how far he came.
I mean, my answer is, you know, literally everybody. Because I know the maritime industry pretty good, and they'll rip you apart, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're the newbie, they start trashing on you right off the bat. So that was basically what I was expecting going into this. Okay. And since I stepped foot, you know, obviously I got, you know, I had a couple jabs being a ferry captain and not knowing what the hell I was doing on a yacht. You know, it's two different worlds.
Right.
But literally everyone, you know, they, like I said, they took time out of their day to teach me something. Even Adam, like, I've been making an omelet wrong for, like, the past, like, 20 years.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, even, and Jamie, like, I've been folding a towel wrong, you know, and, like, you know, like, stupid stuff like that. And, no, everyone was, you know, everyone's, you know, so nice to me. So.
Well, what I really want to know is if Jamie ever taught you her secret chocolate milk recipe. Because clearly...
That's classified information.
Okay, top secret. Maybe we'll get you to
chocolate milk queen. Yeah, you'll see.
I love it. It's so good. Well, let's jump into this episode and chat a little bit about walking on broken glass. So we had an explosive night out.
Yes.
You guys had a much-deserved night off the boat, and everybody goes out to this Michelin-starred restaurant, which I 100% thought that Adam was just going to, like, leave you guys behind and stay in that restaurant for like the entirety of his life.
I wanted that cake pop so bad. Well, I shouldn't say cake pop. That probably the is bonbon. Not how to describe it.
The bonbon.
It had like the citrusy sorbet inside.
Oh, yeah.
It was a sorbet inside.
Amazing. And the presentation.
There's a restaurant here in LA that I'm blanking on. The Bazaar, I believe, is what it's called. But they do a lot of like really crazy foods like that. And one that I had one time was like a pureed. It was like a pureed olive that they had like put in a centrifuge and gotten it back into like a cylinder shape, and then they filled it with olive juice. So you like put the spoon in your mouth and it basically bursts
it, like,
in your mouth.
Yeah,
it was so amazing. So that's about the only thing that I could
like a 5-star gusher.
Really, truly, it was a 5-star gusher, olive gusher. But that was the only thing that I could even remotely relate this experience to. I was like, it's got to be the closest. But we see, you know, you guys go out and have a nice night out. And
honestly, those are my favorite parts of every episode, when you guys get all dressed up and you can leave the boat and relax and have fun and like get your drink on.
Try to have fun.
Every night out so far.
Every night out,
surprise.
It's been hell.
Well, this night was no exception with Joao kind of lighting up Hannah and immediately from the very beginning. I hope that sip goes down with a bag of nails or something
quote. It goes down with nails.
Yeah.
What did you guys think when he said that? Or did you hear him say that at the table?
No. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, so we were on the opposite side of the table. Right. And what I thought, I knew he said that.
Okay.
But when he broke the glass, I thought he like went to and like broke the stem of the glass, and then like the whole top, like, you know, just fell. I didn't realize he was gripping it like a football, and then like just shattered the whole thing in a million pieces.
Well, I kind of watched because I was like, how in the world did that happen? And I guess he was like holding the top of where it's kind of
close to the rim,
and then he went like full Hulk mode and just started destroying
he did.
Everything.
Truly,
he did. I have a feeling that's not the first time he's done that, because the glass was empty and he picked it up and he just like held it.
There was nothing in the glass.
Like,
yeah,
you didn't know that you're able.
So like,
to
what
do
what
that.
Was he doing? You know, he.
Yeah.
Think that was like a like. That, was that a rage moment, or was that just kind of like an accident? He didn't realize his own strength.
I think if you look back to the episode, you see Hannah and Brooke conversing. I think in that point, he was looking in that direction. I mean,
I mean, first of all, they shouldn't have been talking about him across the table. Right.
And that's what I wanted to know. Like, how did he and Hannah end up sitting next to each other in the first place?
I know.
If they're that like animosity towards one another, then why are you sitting next to each other?
I think at one point we all had like seating assignments because we didn't want people like starting throwing, you know, fists at each other.
Oh my gosh.
You know? It's true.
But true. Yeah, no, they didn't learn.
Well, and then we moved from the restaurant to sort of the night out, and our sweet Brooke enjoys, which
we've all been there.
Like, mine just hasn't been on camera, so thankfully.
One in Naples,
right? It's true. But you know, Hannah goes to take a picture, and Joao kind of intervenes and tells her to stop. Do we think that Joao did this to defend Brooke or to confront Hannah?
Oh, that's
I think
tricky.
A little of both.
A little
had
both.
Had to have been a little.
Because I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if because it like the fire had kind of already started between him and Hannah, and they were already kind of into it. So was it going to be this way? Had it been Jamie? Had it been Colin? How like if it was anybody that was passed out, was he just going to go and confront Hannah and wanting to do this, or was he truly trying to defend Brooke?
I mean, he probably had a lot more bravado as well after drinking, you know, and he's like, I'm going to stand up for her. I'm going to.
Yeah, I think I think it was more for Brooke. Yeah. He was very against the whole cell phone taking pictures of a passed out chick. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which I understand. Yeah. I totally agree.
I mean, Adam was in on the picture as well. I think he jumped into the picture.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So I think that was more Brooke related.
Yeah, their intentions were innocent.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a funny, you know, stupid picture, and it just got a little out of hand.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I just could see him doing it just to spite Hannah.
Yeah, because he was already upset.
Well, I think that's also like, you know,
like the icing on the cake.
Okay, now it's my chance.
Right? Yeah, truly. I mean, because I don't remember who said it, but both it is true that they both kind of defy authority, and they both like to confront people, it seems. So they're just kind of like...
kind of antagonistic.
What's that Eminem song? what's that? Love the Way You Lie? Volcano, tornado and volcano situation?
Yeah.
I know.
Thank you, I got there.
Yeah,
no,
wow, nice. I was thinking about Slim Shady, but I don't think that's it.
I feel like you got a little Slim Shady in you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you bring any Slim Shady tonight for us?
I have a little thing I might have made up. It's nothing crazy.
We know your skills, Colin.
First of all,
I don't know why
you're
denying it.
Like,
I don't either.
Do not say skills at all. I am an Irish kid.
No. What do you need? You need a beat? You need
I can just...
All right, go for it.
Let's do this.
I'm trying to think of it.
This is an AfterBuzz exclusive.
I know. This is an AfterBuzz exclusive. Get excited.
So I'm here with my girls on the AfterBuzz show, where we talk about the Med and the deck below. You got Heather and Kaylee and my girl Laura. If they weren't on your screen, I can't believe what the horror. I know I'm looking fresh in my blazer, frame me, but nothing can compare to my girl, Jamie. I know we're here to talk about Below Deck Med. I don't know what else to say right now. Peace out. I'm off to bed.
Oh, that was so good.
Something like that.
Yes.
I loved it.
Love it.
That is incredible.
Okay. Wow. You probably did not see this, but many weeks ago when I first learned of your
talents
on Instagram, I said that I wanted one for my birthday.
Tomorrow.
And my birthday is Thursday.
Thursday.
Yes.
We share the same birthday.
Good.
So thank you.
By the way.
You guys share a birthday?
Because you mentioned mine and I was like, oh, it's his birthday.
Yeah, we had the same birthday.
Two. Yeah.
When's your guys' birthday?
June 4th.
It just happened.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Happy belated birthday.
It's fine. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you, because I'm going to personally accept that as our birthday wrap. Our birthday AfterBuzz wrap.
Were you guys in town together? Did you get to celebrate together?
No, we were home side.
Yeah.
Well,
that was awesome.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, we can just, you know, wrap this up and go home. But, but I guess we should talk about the rest of this episode. So, and then we have just the rest of the night got explosive. Joao calls Hannah a not very nice word. Conrad comes to her defense.
And in the car after that whole scene, Colin, we see you kind of confront Joao, but they kind of cut off what you were saying to him. You seemed pretty upset. Do you remember what you said to him?
It was... What night out was that? 3, 4? I don't remember. Mm. But like every night, as you can tell, I don't like yell at people. That's not my thing, you know. And
you just rap at them.
You know, I just hate rap them. Yeah. No, but like it was just one of those. You know, I realized that it's starting to become a trend of Joao being, you know, crazy. So And he's talking, you know, I don't know if you could tell, and he was talking gibberish a little bit and, like, just being all like, oh, well, you can't tell me what to do, all this stuff. So, you know, being his roommate, you know, he's one of my best friends on the boat. You know, I was just trying to talk some sense and, like, just shut up, you
right.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you're
just be the
him.
Bigger, you know, because they would, you know, between Hannah and him, they would just bicker at each other the whole time. So I'm like, mm-hmm. be the bigger person. Step away, shut your mouth, and let's just go on with the night, you know? Mm-hmm. And he just wanted to let it go, and I just lost it a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm sure it brings down everybody, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you can't say anything to Joao or else he'll lose his mind again. So I just didn't care, and I just
yeah,
said
and,
what I
and
said.
Usually in those moments, I mean, when somebody is so heated like that, you really, there is no speaking to them in that mm-hmm. moment. You
right.
know what I mean? It is like, it just kind of like, let it happen, yeah. whatever, move on, we'll
right.
confront this
especially
tomorrow.
Especially because the day after, every time, he'd be like, oh, what happened last night? Oh.
Yeah, right.
So, like, what's the point of me saying something in the moment if I should yeah. just wait right. till the next morning if he's not going to remember
Maybe
it?
Maybe that's totally. What Brooke meant when she said she and Joao have a lot in common and they never remember the night.
Yeah,
out.
She's always passed out and he's always blacked out.
He's
yeah.
Well, that's true. That's a good point, Kayla. Oh, man. Well, I'm anxious to see sort of... They kind of come to the decision, Joao and Hannah, that night's out... stay parted.
Yeah.
That's the only way that this mm-hmm. is going to remain
right.
amicable.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I think that's a healthy decision. I think that was a smart thing to do. And then we saw Hannah and Conrad go on their official first date.
What do you guys
wow,
think of
yeah.
them as a couple? Or what did you think of them?
They
back
hugged
when you
too
were...
much.
They hugged.
Why do they hug so... Why?
we don't
we
like hugs?
That as
why
well.
They,
we're talking about
why
it.
Why do they do that?
And it's like one of
on the
embracing...
bow, they're like, yeah, they just hold each other.
Oh my god,
they need some emotional.
Did you
support.
Know? Like, why do they do that?
Physical
it's like hard to watch.
It's
but
like,
it's awkward because you know he's my bosun, so it's
yeah.
just it's so.
But no, I mean, you know, they seem to you know be compatible with each other. You know,
yeah.
hopefully the age difference doesn't really mess them up too much. But no, you'll have to see.
I'm impressed that they fit in the small little bed together and are
oh my
comfortable
gosh.
Like
that.
That
is
right?
impressive.
Those are,
some,
we were just talking about
some
those
dorm,
are like,
yeah.
those
some dorm
are like,
life.
Those are the bigger beds. Out
the
top
Adam
bunks.
And Conrad and Hannah and Brooks, the top bunks are like slightly wider.
Yeah, they're bigger.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Slightly okay. wider meaning like the size of this couch?
Oh, no.
Much like, more? Much bigger?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say much, but yeah, but you got the
this
idea.
This is ours.
Okay.
But you also think, like, Conrad is like a rail, so like...
he is very long and lanky.
Yeah, he is
very long and lanky.
He is a slender fellow.
So they might as well be in a king bed, though.
Yeah, true.
It's true. Well, I really like this relationship. I mean, I'm enjoying seeing where it's going. I'm surprised. That it's lasted as long as it has, because I didn't expect that. But hey, have your fun.
I think it surprised us, too.
Yeah. It did, for sure.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of, like, a Bonnie and Clyde when she's talking about, you know, how she is. And he's like, I like it. And they're like, let's do this together.
They like, whisper sweet nothings in each other's ear.
They really do. But I think it also is nice that clearly they're both frustrated in their positions. And it's nice that they have one another to talk to.
Right.
I would imagine, especially being in positions of leadership
right.
and being able to kind of commiserate together,
mm-hmm.
that might be something comforting.
Right.
So I think that only helps strengthen their relationship.
I was surprised by Hannah because if you've watched like previous seasons, the way she opened up to Conrad,
right,
and she showed such a sensitive side.
Yeah.
She has the feels.
She does
yeah.
have the feels for him, and it's a side of Hannah we've never seen before.
Never.
That's such a good
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
She kind of told us that 2 weeks ago when we were talking with her on Skype, how Conrad kind of brings that out of her.
Mm-hmm.
The sweeter, softer side of her.
And we do. We are learning. I didn't know that about... she opened up a little bit about her childhood and, you know,
yeah.
she kind of lost a lot of the male figures in her life between, she said, the ages of 5 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really is telling about the Hannah that we've seen in
right.
the past.
Right.
And then also this sort of new Hannah that we're meeting this year.
I mean,
so.
It is pretty early to date at that age, so I understand. 5 to 7 is
thrilling.
Yeah, it
is. So
I get
it.
I
got
it.
Being the heartbreak.
Yeah.
Would you guys consider Hannah a cougar when it comes to dating Conrad?
When he said that, I got a bit shocked. That's not
yeah.
the word I would have
yeah.
used.
I'm like,
But I don't think she falls in that category.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
Absolutely not. No, I think that was a little extreme. Or they're just the wrong choice of words.
Yeah.
Well, like maybe in like 10 years we might consider that a cougar.
Right.
I don't know. Right.
He just met an older woman.
No, I like
yeah.
it. I
right.
think,
which he loves. He loves the older women.
Right, right.
Which I can appreciate that. I think that's really cute.
So. I know. I love it.
Anyway, so more on that relationship hopefully to come.
Yes.
We keep seeing a little bit of development. But before we get into that and we start talking about these new guests, we want to invite you guys. I know we have a lot of viewers right now that are watching us on YouTube and our live chat and live stream. But we also have a podcast edition. And so if you guys haven't checked us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you hear your podcast, make sure you jump on there, give us a 5-star rating, leave a comment. Make sure you search for Below Deck Mediterranean and not just Below Deck, because we have split. We have partnered ways like the Red Sea, and we are now our own podcast channel. So make sure you search for Below Deck Med, rate us, and then I think Ms. Heather has some more information about that as well.
Yes, I do, After Buzzers. So here at this network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows, so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests contents from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover your shows we're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned into our reality channel, you might be interested in shows like Jersey Shore, Big Brother, which is one of my favorites, and it's starting tomorrow.
I believe
Big Brother starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Teen Mom 2, which I'm currently on, and Southern Charm, which Laura
is on. Which I'm currently on. And it's coming up, guys. I'm so sad.
So remember, we have channels from other genres too. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, they're optional. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. So thank you for being the best fans, and we promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So in 7 minutes and 1 second, we are going to talk about the guests on this new group of guests that come on board.
Let's do it.
Rainbow Gumballs.
Rainbow Gumball guests. All right. So how did you guys feel about these guests in particular? Have we seen the worst of them yet, or is there more drama to come with these particular guests?
I found them to be pretty easy.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
seems like they're headed that way.
They said in the very beginning of the episode that they seemed like they were pretty lovely.
Yeah, I mean, they... Yes. It's also different with the deck crew because, you know, putting up the slide may be a pain in the ass, but then, like, we play with jet skis all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad life.
So, like, it doesn't suck.
You ride
what I mean?
Inflatable bulls.
Yeah, right, exactly, but, yeah, I think it's different with the interior, if they have demands.
Take it more personal with the guests.
We just get everything ready for them to use. And
So you're saying that when I apply to be on Below Deck Med, I should apply to be on the exterior.
Yeah.
The interior.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I would highly suggest.
Yes, I guess you would know how many from both sides of the coin, I guess. Okay, so just mental note to myself. Yeah. Exterior instead of interior.
Good to know.
What about the I guess one of the charter guests going down to the kitchen to check on dinner?
That was hard to watch.
Yeah, what was that?
I didn't know that had happened, so I'm not going to comment on that. But
right.
I don't know.
But Hannah warned them. She said she was going to give them the 10-minute notice or give Adam the 10-minute
notice. Well, Adam still rewarded the fact that Hannah had said, like, the communication was going great. And so I don't know what happened there.
There was a little breakdown somewhere, and I don't know.
I think it was the one chick that was taking her time.
Mascara.
I think because everyone was ready except for her. So, like, Adam easily could have just served, like, en route.
Right.
Yeah.
While she was walking up or whatever.
They tried.
They were probably waiting for a lot longer, and then they just got really hangry.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, if he was at a restaurant, would he go to the back of the kitchen and ask where his food is? No. So, like, just sit down. I don't know.
No. Yeah.
That's how I see it. Anyway.
Not too classy.
I think we all would agree on that. The minute that he walked in there, I was like, my heart jumped into my throat.
And it seemed like Adam had just, like, cursed at the plate or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But again, he's in his element. He's allowed to be how he is in his element. Right. You know, that's not that's not the time to have the guests come and criticize your work.
Not
right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
So okay, well, I guess we'll get more on those guests next week. But let's jump into the little Joao Casey Brooke love triangle that seems to be forming on this. On this boat still.
Yeah. When Conrad was with us a couple weeks ago, he said that him and you guys, some of you guys, didn't know anything about Brooke's relationship with Joao, at least at the beginning.
Yeah. Did you guys, were you guys aware that there was a that love triangle was kind of
Casey
forming?
Casey is my bunkmate. Okay. So I walked around that boat knowing a lot more than everyone thought I knew.
Ah, yeah.
So, I knew there was something brewing, but I was like, you know what? I sort of am fly on the wall on that boat, and I just stay away from.
Good for you. That's probably a good stance to take.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just so open to flirting with everybody. So just getting, like, you know, a soda from the fridge.
Yeah.
You know, he's like just hitting on everybody. Like,
I thought you were
going to
say
me.
He's hitting on the refrigerator.
Yeah, he's hitting on the refrigerator. Probably was. You know, so like, I thought it was just friendly flirting. I never really realized that something more was coming out of that.
Mm. Well, I think once feelings start to be developed. See, the thing that I don't appreciate about Joao in this situation is that he knows exactly what he's doing. He says, there's lovely things about Casey and there's lovely things about Brooke and I like them both. I don't know what I want to pick. And he's like, so why pick? You know what I mean? Like, he's just having this moment where he's like, why pick? Why not just have
my
cake and eat it too?
They both are so lovely in their own ways. Like, I do see where he's coming from. I mean, but I have a type. I have one type of person that I like. Yeah. So I don't know. And they couldn't be more different. And they couldn't be more different. So I don't understand, like, what his aim of the game is.
Yeah. I mean, I just think his head just exploded. Yeah. Not only did one, you know, beautiful chick was into him, but two of them.
Two of them.
So, you know, his head was probably in a million places and just wanted to please everybody.
I don't know. I don't like either one of I don't like either one of them for him. I've said it a million times, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need. They need to go running in the opposite direction.
Jump off the boat.
Yes, truly, just swim to the island. Find a nice Naples fan.
Yeah, when they're both talking to him, he just kind of like stares and smiles.
He laughs it really, off. Yeah. We've kind of noticed that, you know, Casey will ask it. Got to
the
point
he doesn't
Casey
answer the
like,
question. Yeah, he just kind of laughs it and shrugs it off.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully neither, I don't know, hopefully we won't see a whole lot more of either one of them with him, really, but it looks like we might.
I think we'll see.
I saw a little lip locking happening in that preview for next week.
I know.
Right? Mm-hmm. And Brooke to this day is still defending Joao. I mean, even, you know, on Twitter as recently as, what, 4 or 5 days ago, she was very vocal about how much of a fan of Joao she is. And so, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, a couple that we were rooting for before this was actually Brooke and Colin.
Oh, yeah. That was a
big... I mean, we saw a little hint of something, and I love how Jamie
I love Jamie in that moment. So will we see any more of maybe Brooke and Colin this episode?
That's what I
maybe, maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, you're not going to give us anything?
I honestly forgot.
Do you think Brooke is cute?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Who doesn't think that Brooke's cute, you know?
Like, how can I lead him in the direction and tell me more? Oh, man. No, that's exciting. What about you, Jamie? Do we ever see you get any love connection on the boat?
I mean, I hope that the next few guests that come along, there's something there. But crew-wise, don't screw the crew.
Don't screw the crew.
I like it. Well, that's actually a really great segue. We want to play a little game with you guys super quickly. It's called Naughty or Yachty.
Sure.
So we're going to give you guys some scenarios, and you tell us if you think that it's naughty behavior or yachty behavior.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, there we go. So to your point, Jamie, hooking up with a charter guest, naughty or yachty?
Naughty.
Naughty.
It's a no.
Okay. What about you, Colin?
I say yachty.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. You never, like, what if it winds up being someone that...
That's a big
what if there's an actual connection, right?
You can't fight that.
I mean, okay. I mean, after, should the guests leave the boats and you did recognize they were, like, sure, maybe then, but, like, not while I'm working or...
What if Captain Sandy found out that you hooked up with one of the guests? Would that be a problem?
That is naughty. Yes.
That's very naughty.
So you'd have to get away with it then.
Oh, man. Okay, let's see. What other naughty or yachty? What about Adam telling Casey in regards to Sandy taking her side in the Hannah and Casey feud that it doesn't matter what Hannah thinks as long as Sandy's pleased with her?
Mm-hmm. It's yachty. I would say that's yachty. It's your captain.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, essentially, she's your boss, so, you know, yachty.
Forget definitely. About the resume.
That resume. That resume. Okay, naughty or yachty taking photos with a drunk Brooke?
Oh my god. I'm going to say naughty.
Oh, okay. What about Miss Jamie?
I'm just going to be that fly on the wall.
She's going to plead the fifth. She's going to plead the fifth on that. Okay.
I have one. Department heads taking breaks together. Naughty or yachty?
Yachty.
I said, you said yachty?
Yeah, because you live and work together. Like, it's not, there's kind of come a point where you take a break together.
Well, in this situation, I say naughty.
Mm. Ah! Okay. all right. And then I guess one last one to wrap up. Go ahead.
What about the guests not being specific on their preference sheet because they don't want to look like an a-hole?
Oh, yeah.
I found that kind of sweet.
Okay.
I think that is naughty.
Naughty?
Yeah, I think you should put down whatever.
Exactly what you want.
Right, yeah. Right. But exactly. in a respectable manner, of course.
100%. Because then I said, she was like, well, I feel like an a-hole now, like, you know, because I wanted to put exactly what color of gumball I wanted.
Right.
But then I would feel like an a-hole, and now you're complaining about it, so now you look like an a-hole. Yeah.
And you're also, like, 45, so why are you eating gumballs?
Right? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm so glad we got that in there before we got this whole thing wrapped up.
Great job, you guys.
You guys are awesome. Thank you. Thank you for playing that game with us. So let's just chat really fast. We got some quick news to get to.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So first, I'm very excited about this because Conrad is on Watch What Happens Live tonight Bravo.
Yes.
So everyone tune in to Bravo tonight, 11:10 Central. And just saying, we were Conrad's very first interview.
I'm just going to say, we did it before you, Andy Cohen.
We did.
In your face.
Just kidding. I love Andy.
And then, let's see. We kind of mentioned this, how Brooke is still to this day defending Joao on Twitter. She says, wow, I really don't like to get involved in this, but please, people, just be kind and empathetic. Realize your words may hurt real people. Just because they put themselves out there for a TV show doesn't mean they don't have feelings. Wow, you're a gentleman, loving, hardworking, and intelligent. The opposite of what a lot of people have seen.
Mm. I like that tweet.
I know, I do too.
She's pretty passionate about the fans going after Joao.
That would be exactly what I would expect Brooke to say, though. Mm-hmm. You know?
Absolutely.
That would be exactly what I would expect. So that's awesome.
She's a sweetheart.
Any other news, or are we done?
One more.
Oh.
Below Deck Med is in the running to become Emmy nominated.
Right. Yeah.
How exciting is that? Congratulations. Yes. Pending a vote from TV Academy members.
Yeah. So fingers crossed.
Congratulations,
you guys. What an amazing, exciting accomplishment. Fingers crossed on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get into a couple predictions before we hop out of here.
Mm-hmm. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We have lights and sound bites.
I know.
All right, Miss Heather, do you have any predictions
coming up? I'm just really excited to see where Conrad and Hannah go and how Captain Sandy, if she, you know, starts getting involved with that. That's what I'm most excited to see.
So you think, do you think that their relationship makes it to the end of the season?
I think it does.
Oh,
yeah.
Good girl. Yay.
I definitely think it does.
Love it. Miss Kaylee.
Oh my gosh. Joao and Brooke.
Ugh.
Makes me nervous. I think because he was all over Casey, and then Casey lies on her resume, then he's all over Brooke, and then I'm like nervous if they're gonna kiss, and
I hope not. Well, on the heels of that, I'm gonna predict that Colin and Brooke become a thing. You can confirm or deny anytime.
I can't say it.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to tune in. You guys have been amazing.
Thank you so much
for being here. Enjoy your time in LA.
Well, definitely.
Guys, we will be back next week to catch up on more all things Below Deck Med. Until then, I'm Laura L. Thomas. Whoa. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And I'm Kaylee Stump. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter and check out my podcast, Sex and Studio City.
Hey guys, I am Heather Geisler. Find me at 500 Days of Heather on Instagram.
Yay. Welcome, Heather. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited for next week.
See you guys next week. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.